So, first of all, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Try and get to know you B'Meshach the next few weeks on a more personal level. So, what we want to do in these Vadim tonight, Matzi Shabbos, is to try and understand the Mahalach. A mahalach in the Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah. The Medrash Tehillim, in the Tfilis La'oni, that's Tehillim Kuf Beis. The Pasuk says there, Rishon would be Shomea the Tfilas Ho'ar'or V'Levozo Tfiloso. So the Medrash Yuzkama has varied what's he talking about. There's a very big Haloshin. The Medrash there says, Chachomim hold, what's he talking about? He's talking about our Doiris. She'ein lanu beis hamikdash, ve'ein lanu koyein lechaper, ve'ein lanu korbanos lechaper aleinu. V'ma yechaper aleinu, tfilos Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. That's the Medrash. We don't have any korbanos today. We don't have a beis hamikdash. We don't have a... So how are we going to get Kapara, Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin, and every single Yid, every single guy, every single person in the Bria goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbe Shem decides on Rosh Hashanah, Mi Yichya, Mi Yomus. And it's all based on Mitzvahs and Averas. So we want to have Kapara, so we'd have a good din, good Psach on Rosh Hashanah. With the standard way of getting kaparas korbanos, we don't have any korbanos. So says the Medrash, the tefillas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's interesting. Lebozot tefillos, the Medrash won't be mevazer our tefillas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Kol mashmalon that the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the ikar kol ha'ikrim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And in Yitzhak Hashem, the Sunday night Vadim, we'll speak a bit more about Rosh Hashanah, we'll explain a bit more what the Vadim are all about. But tonight I want to focus Be'ika on the Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah. There's a Rashi in the third Perek, Rashi says the Rosh Hashanah is the Tfilah Hupa. Be'ika Rosh Hashanah is the Tfilis. We have very long tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah. And we need to have a mahalach to understand what are we doing? What are these tefillahs about? Now, I'm not going to translate the tefillahs for you. If you don't know the translation of the tefillahs, of the, at least of the Amidos, and especially the Musaf, of Rosh Hashanah, then you need to, you've got 4 weeks, work on it, take a machzor with the English translation and go through and understand the translation. If you don't understand what you're saying, you don't have any sikui of having any type of proper kavanah. You say words. You might as well say Chinese words in Chinese if you don't understand what it's saying. So you have to understand the translation. That's not what I'm going to do here. What I want to understand is the ideas behind the tefillahs and the basic kavanas of what we're doing. Now, Musaf, Bifrat, we're going to look at Musaf. Lemaisa, Musaf is Koilel Shachris. We'll see next week a bit more about that. But the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah has something which we don't have any other time of the year. The Musaf Rosh Hashanah So there's an interesting braisa. The braisa you'll find on Taf Tes Zayin in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says, Babo prokim o'olam nidoy. Four times a year, the world is judged. Pesach al atzvuot. On Pesach, the Rebbeinu decides how much wheat, barley, etc. is going to grow in the measure of that year. Batzeres peiros o'olam. On Shavuos, the fruit of the trees. Rosh Hashanah, Kolboy Oilam Oirim Nafanav Kivnei Morain. Rosh Hashanah, everybody in the world goes past Hashem Yisparach one by one. Shneema Hayotze Yachad Limo Mameven El Kol Maaseim. Ubechag and on Sukkos Nidoinim Alamayim. Now today something very very strange happened, which most of you probably didn't realize how strange it was. It rained today. And for it to rain in Eretz Yisrael, I don't remember. I've been living here over 50 years. I don't remember any time that it rained in August in Eretz Yisrael. We haven't had rain since before Shavuos. Normally, in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't rain from a week or two after Pesach, you get the last rain. And that's also not so poshut when you get that rain. I'll tell you in a second why. And normally the first rains come after Sukkos. That's normally. Occasionally it has rained on Sukkos. Very rarely. Baruch Hashem, never had to eat a proper suda outside the Sukkah. We've always managed to eat all the sudas in the Sukkah. But it has rained occasionally on Sukkahs. But normally the time it starts raining is in Cheshvan. For it to rain in August, which normally this year it's very early, normally this would be Chodesh Av, and such a rain, it moments rained, it plopped, we're just live across the valley, it was moments rain, it was very, very strange. So normally the first rains come after Sukkot, so when on Sukkot, that's when the Rebbeinu Shem decides how much rain there's going to be in the year. In Eretz Yisrael, the Zman of Ktziras Chitim is straight after Pesach. So we don't have naturally any Chodosh. There's no Chodosh in Eretz Yisrael. Chodosh is if you cut the wheat before Pesach. Wheat which grew during the winter, and if you cut it before Pesach, it's also to eat. Normally, the Ksiras HaChitim starts after Pesach, and if it rains on that wheat, which is ready to be cut, which is the Zman HaKsira, then it can ruin it for Pesach. Because if it rains on the wheat, and the wheat is ready to be cut, it's not Tzorech LeKarka, it will make the wheat chometz. So sometimes if it rains after Pesach, it could be very very, very problematic for people who want the wheat for Pesach. Al Kolponim, Pesach is a time when the beginning of the Ksira of the Chamesh Es Minim, and that's why on Pesach is the Zman of the Din on the Tzvur. And the Ika summer fruits which we have in Eretz Yisrael start Be'ika around Shavuos time. In Chutzlitz, you have all these fruits the whole year round. You bring them from all different places. In America, you've got the southern states in America which grow the fruits which we would only get in the summer, and you can get them in the winter. But we normally you don't see grapes till after Pesach. You don't see peaches till after Pesach, and you appreciate much more the Shechiyonim, Baal Kolponim, that's the Mishnah. On that goes a Braisa. Tanya Omre Yehuda Mishum Rebbe Kiva. Mipneima Omre Torah Heviu Oimer BePesach. Says the Mishnah, the Braisa, why do we have to bring the Oimer on Pesach? Mipnei she Pesach zman tvuahu, because Pesach is the zman when the wheat and the barley and everything grows, is the ksira. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heviu lefanei oimer bePesach, kedei shetisvarechem tvuah shebesodes. Bring the korban oimer on the second day of Pesach, and then you'll get a brocha on the tvuah which is in the fields. On Shavuos we have a very special korban. We make two lechems of chametz, which is kimat the only time in korban toida. There's also chametz, but all the menachos are only matzah. Mustn't be chametz, but Pesach, but Shavuos we make these two lechomim of chametz. You can't be makriv it on the mizbeach. You mustn't put any chametz on the mizbeach, but they bring it together with two kvosim, and then they mechalik it to the kohenim, and it's a meina korban. Omra Torah, eviu shtei lechem ba'atzeres, v'nei sha'atzeres man peres o ilon. Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, eviu lefonei shtei alechem ba'atzeres, kedei shisporch lochem peres o ilon. So the keshep between wheat, which this was made from wheat flour, and peiros ha'ilon is an interesting sugya. I'll just give you one remez. According to one man, the Omar, the Eitz Hadas was an eitz, and it was wheat. And after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, that tree became very little, things that grow in the field. But I'll call upon him. That's the yisod over here. Mipnei ma omra Torah nischu mayim b'chag. And why do we have nisuch ha-mayim? We have a korban of mayim. They took mayim and they drizzled it on the mizbeach on sukkahs. Mipnei she achag zman mayim hu. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu nischu lefonai mayim b'chag kedei shisbaruch hu lochem gishmei shono. Bring a korban of water and we'll get a bracha in the gishomim. The Imru lefonai Barosh Hashanah Malchus Zichronos v'Shoifus. Says the Braisa on Rosh Hashanah, we should say Malchus Zichronos v'Shoifus. Malchus Kadesh Tamiluchuni Aleichem. You say Malchus to make Hashem, you appoint Hashem Kilu with Mamlich Hashem on us. Zichronos Kadesh Alo Zichronechem lefonai Latoiva. And the Sichrona is that the British will remember as the Toiva, Ubameh Bashoifa. That's the Brisa. Now we have to understand the Yisod of this Brisa. So, what are the first three things? The Shalish Regalim. What is the Yisod? So, the Mefarshim explain. What are we telling you? The Brisa is telling us it's a Sman Tvur, be Makriv, a part of the beginning of the Tvur, Oimeh. The Zman Peres Ilon, be marked something to do with Peres Ilon. Give the Peres Ilon the Shtei Alechem to Hashem. If the Zman Geshem, give water, be marked water to Hashem. Explain the Mefarshim. The idea of these korbanos is that we are giving the first of each thing to Hashem. And we're making really a statement that all the wheat is yours, Hashem. We give the oimer to Hashem. All the chamish zaminim is really yours. And when we understand that it all belongs to Hashem, then you get a bracha in the wheat. And then what we take from that is kilu shirayim from Hashem. V'hu adin, the shtei alechem is kilu the first fruits. And we take water on sukkahs and give water to Hashem. We say, Ribbono Shelam, all the water is yours. All the water is Hashem's. We get a bracha in the Geshamim. Then all the Geshem which comes after us, we can drink, we can use. Kilu, it's Shirayim from Hashem. Now, with that Yisod, that's what's going on. That these, for the times of the Mishnah, the time when there's a din in the Mishnah, the idea is to take the thing which there's a din and give it to Hashem as a korban. And then you get a bracha. So lichayra, what is the din on Rosh Hashanah? Adam is nidon by Rosh Hashanah. So lechayra, we should make a carbon of an Adam. We should give an Adam to Hashem and say, Ribbono Shalom, Adam is yours, u'mimeila, we get a bracha in the Adam. Rabbi say, that's exactly what we're doing. And I'll explain to you why that is. But that is the yesod of these tefillos. And what are the which aspect of the tefillos does the Brisa say? Malchias zichronos v'shoifros. Imru lefonai malchias kedei shetamlichuni aleichem, zichronos kedei sheyale zichroneichem lefonai letoiva ubameh v'shoifo. This is be'etzem a carbon. And with the next few weeks, so the Malchus Shabbosos will try and understand much more why this is a carbon and how each of these things is a carbon and why it all adds up to make ourselves into a carbon. But you need to have patience. We've got to build the whole sugya slowly so we understand what we're doing. So first, let's understand, well, just before we get to a bit more detail, there's a very interesting diuk on the carbon musaf in Pinchas, when you have all the musafim of the Yomim Tovim. And we lay that as a maftir on every Yom Tov. We lay the maftir on that Yom Tov. So it says, always hikraftem, oila, shnei parim, ayel echot, shiva kvasim, v'chule, 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 v'chule. On every Yom Tov, except Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah it says, v'asisem oila. It doesn't say hikraftem oila. And the Levush learns, Vasisem Oila, you have to make yourself into an Oila. And that's what we're saying is the pshat over here. We are making ourselves into a carbon. That is the idea, or make ourselves into a carbon. If we'll be a carbon to Hashem, then Mietz Hashem, we will get a bracha in the carbon to Hashem. Now I'll explain it a lot more. First of all, we have to understand, what is Malchios Zichronos V'Shoifros? What does it mean? What does it mean? Some of you know, some of you may not know. Be'etzem, the Mishnah in the fourth parak tells us that Malchios are psukim, which say that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a melech. Zichronos are psukim, which say the Ribbono Shel Olam remembers everything the whole time. Be'etzem Hashgacha, but bifrat Rosh Hashanah. The psukim of Zichronos are lav dafka Rosh Hashanah. The Ribbono Shel Olam is zoicha everything, and shoifros are psukim about the shoifer. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah how many you need to say. Maskone is we go like the days that you have to say 10 psukim of each, 10 malchias, 10 shoifros, 10 zichronos, 10 shoifros. You have to say malchias, zichronos, and shoifros. Now, if we come on Rosh Hashanah and we say the whole tefillah, which we say, Shachris Mincha Mayrib, which is all about Rosh Hashanah, and we ask Hashem to be Melech al Kol Ha'olam, Loich al Kol Ha'olam Kuloi, Bichvoid Echa, Vinose al Kol Ha'aretz Bichvoid Echa, Yomru Kol Hashem Neshama Ba'apai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Malchusoi Ba'kol Mashala. We said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you are the Melech, we want you to be the Melech. But if you don't say Psukim, you don't say Malchias, you're not Yotze. And what happens if a person doesn't know the Psukim? Nowadays, everybody's got Machzorim, so we don't have the Shaila. In the old days, when things had to be written out by a Sofer, there weren't so many Machzorim around. And you even have a Shaila at the end of the Masechta, a very interesting Shaila. If you have somebody who lives in a village, and he doesn't have a minion there, and he could go to one of two towns nearby. One town, they have a shofar, and they have somebody who's going to blow the shofar, but they don't have a chazan, they don't have anybody who knows how to daven, to be moitzi them with davening. Be moitzi somebody if somebody would know. You have the other town, they have somebody who knows and can be moitzi them with the davening, but they don't have a shofar. Which town should he go to? The Gemara says, Poshet, he goes to the place with the shofar, because shofar is the Raisa, Malchus is the prince, and shofar is the Rabbana. Okay. We might come back to that when we learn about shofars. We'll see an interesting Rashi in Chumash about that, but the Maisa, that's the Gemara. So you see, there were times when it wasn't so Poshet, that people didn't always have Machsoyim and didn't always know how to daven. But what happens if a person, he remembers the Nusach, which we say on all the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah, Melochal Kol Ha'olam, that he knows, but he doesn't know any Pesukim of Malchus. He will not be Yotze Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Says Yerushalmi, the Ramah brings it La'alocha, if at least he says, Melochal Kol Ha'olam Kulay, Ki ba'toyro b'toyroscha kosuv kein. U b'divrei kodshcha kosuv kein. V'alini yedei nevi'echa kosuv kein. He doesn't remember any psukim. Doesn't know any psukim. But at least if he says, there are psukim. And it says you're the melech in the Torah. It says it in ksuvim. Divrei kodshcha ksuvim. And it says it in the Nevi'im. It's interesting that the Seder in Malchus Kronos and Shofars goes like that. Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im. So Tosa says, why does it go like that? Because the Ksuvim historically came before Nevi'im. The Ksuvim, the Psukim we bring from Ksuvim, is all from Tehillim. Tehillim's from David HaMelech. The Psukim we bring from Nevi'im is from Yeshaya, from Yirmiah, from the Nevi'im. They came after the David. So the Seder, we say the Psukim, is Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im. Abal Koponim, he doesn't know any Psukim. But if he says there are Psukim, it says it in the Torah, and it says it in Ksuvim, and it says it in Nevi'im. So who Adin, if he says, you are Zoycha everything, Rabbeinu Shalom. And if he says the shofar has tremendous koyach, I don't know any psukim about shofar, but he says in the Torah, Ksuvim and Nevi'im, yoytze. Now that's very strange. Why do you have to do that? First of all, they're too shy. Why do we need psukim bichlal? I'm saying, if I say the whole long nusach of zichroinus, the whole long thing about how much the Benisha remembers everything, doesn't forget everything, and every single prat, and every single machshava, and dibur, and maisa, the Benisha knows. He says it all. He doesn't say it's in the Torah, not Yotze. Why do you need psukim? What's going on? We need psukim, and even if you don't have psukim, at least say there are psukim. What's the pshat? So to go, before we get, eventually we're going to understand why this is a korban. But let's leave that for a moment. Here it says, you say, psukim malchus kadesha tamlichuni aleichem. You have to be mamlich, say malchus kadesha tamlichuni, to be mamlich Hashem. We have an interesting mitzvah, which we're all mekayim, and that's a mitzvah Krishma. Krishma is Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shamayim. How do we do it? To be mekabel oil Malchus Shamayim. I want to be mekabel the Malchus Shamayim. I am going to live my life. I'll be Ratzon Hashem. How do we do it? Well, why don't we just say exactly what I just said? I am a kabbal of myself, oil, malchus, shamayim. We don't do that. We say something completely different. We say, Shema Yisrael. Listen, Yidden. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. Hashem, Yudke Vovke, there you have to be mechavin, that hoyu v'yiyah, is Elokeinu. Elokeinu means he's our balabos. Hashem, Echot, there's only one Hashem. And that is Kabbalah's old Malchus Shamayim. Why is it Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Bichlal? Hashem, Yudke Vovke, Oye Oye Vihiye, is the source of everything. Is the Mahave HaKoel. He's the creator. He created everything. You could say it like this. Listen, Klal Yisrael. Hashem, the creator, is our Balabos, Elokeinu, looking after us. And there's only one Hashem. If there's only one Hashem, then what's this whole Bria about? If the whole Bria is Kayam on Hashem, if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't want there to be a Bria, what does he have to do? All he has to do is stop wanting there to be a Bria. He doesn't have to blow up the Bria. If Hashem doesn't want there to be a Bria, kol rega v'rega, there won't be a Bria. So we say that the whole Bria is Kayam from Hashem, and there's only one Makar, there's only one Hashem, then Bal Kochi, I bet him, I have to do what Hashem wants. Lu Yitzuya, there be two Hashems. Lu Yitzuya, we'd say, Hashem Elokeinu. There's Hashem, the power of creation is Mashgiach Aleinu. But you know what? Hashem, this Hashem, he's very complicated. He's got a whole Torah, Tariag Mitzvahs. And sometimes there are things which he tells me to do which I don't want to do. Mimashim. Let's say I want to say a juicy piece of Lashon Hara. I'm very upset about a certain person and I want to take my own bag and I want to tell everybody what a jerk this guy is. Well, Hashem said, Lo Seilech Rochel. You can't say it. But I want to say it. Well, you want to say it. How are you going to get the breath to say it? How are you going to get the koyach to say it? How are you going to get the koyach hadibur to say it? Where are you getting all this from? Where'd you get your ideas from? You know where? Hashem. Now, if there'd be two Hashems, Chas v'Shalom, there'd be Hashem who gave us Torah, and there'd be another Hashem who says, listen, you don't like that Hashem, plug into me, take yourself out of that, of Hashem Elokeinu, and plug yourself into, let's call him the Satan, and I'll give you chius, and I'll keep you alive, and I'll give you everything. You can say whatever Lashon Hara you want to say. They'll be fine. Then I could do that, right? But what do we say? Sorry. Hashem Echad, there ain't no other Hashem. You cannot get your chiyus from anyone else. It's all from Hashem. Bal Kochach, you have to listen to Hashem. Where does this idea come from? It comes from the Torah. What does it say? Actually say, Shema Yisrael, listen. Listen to what I'm saying. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Therefore you have to realize your whole Metzius comes from Hashem. You have to live al pi Hashem. But why couldn't we do it? Like I said in the beginning, I am the Kabbalah myself, Ol Malchus Shamayim. You know why that wouldn't work? Because when we're davening and we might feel frum and we might say, okay, I'm a Kabbalah myself, Ol Malchus Shamayim, and I finish davening, I go down to have breakfast, or I learn my Chumash Rashi now, we've got the new Seder, and then I go to have breakfast, and then I want to tell somebody about is Lashon Hara. Well, one second, how can you say Lashon Hara? You were Mekabel on yourself, Ol Malchus Shamayim. Elochanami. But Peshe also, Peshe Hitir. I was Mekabel, and I'm temporarily resigning my Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim, and I will now say the Lashon Hara. And if later on I feel frum again, I'll say, okay, I'm a Kabbalah again. Ol Malchus Shamayim. I'm walking in the street and there's a Geshmaka Prutz I want to look at. I was a Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. I'm not allowed to look. Well, I resign my Ol Malchus Shamayim. If it's all totally on me, then it's not very real. It's not going to hold water. Apeshe osa, apeshe hitir. If the whole thing comes from me, I can resign it. But if I say, Shema Yisrael, It's not me. It's not my ideas. It comes from the Torah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I can't recite. It's true, even when I want to say my Lashon Hara. It's true in the street. I might have a big battle with it. I might fail. The Yetzara might make me forget it. V'chule. But the Maisa, I can't resign my old Malchus Shemayim. Rabbosai, that is exactly what happens on Rosh Hashanah. We have to be mekabel Malchus shetamichuni aleichem. We said, why can't a person just say the Nusach of the Tefillah? Because if he just says the Nusach of the Tefillah and he doesn't say it's in Torah, how do we know what's Mechayev him? It's just his own ideas. What's Mechayev him? What's Mechayev him that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Zoyche everything? What's Mechayev that the Shofar has Koichas? I'll show you a very interesting Rashi. In the beginning of Chelek, everybody, I assume everybody knows the first part of the Mishnah in Chelek, the first Mishnah in Chelek. That's the Perek HaChadosar in Sanhedrin. But a lot of people get shocked when they see that there's a Sefer to this Mishnah, which many people don't realize and don't know. The Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek L'Olam Haba. What a beautiful Mishnah. Every year there's a chelik in Olam Haba. Shneimar v'ameich kulam tzadikim loylam yishu aretz neitzer matzayim ma'aseh yod al Yisrael. Right, that's what people say at the Pirkei Avos. They say every week this the ratio of the Mishnah. But the problem is the Mishnah carries on. Ve'elu she'ein loyim chelik loylam Haba. So lecharetz astira. Seder, if you're really interested in the solution to the stira, look in the Pirush of Mishnayos and you'll see a very interesting chat in the Mishnah why it's not a stira. But I'll go upon him. The Mishnah says these are the people who don't have a chelik lo'olam haba. And the first category is ha'oime ein tchias ha'meisim min ha'Torah. A person who denies tchias ha'meisim, he says tchias ha'meisim, not merum is in the Torah. Second thing is Ein Torah Min HaShemayim, Rabbi Koiras, the whole list of different people who don't have a Chelik Lo'olam Haba. But the first one is, Oime Ein Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Listen to what Rashi says, a Meridika Rashi. Shekoifa B'medroshim D'darshinim B'gemara L'kamon B'nayin L'tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. He denies, there are 15 droshes in the Gemara of this Mishnah, where Tchias HaMeisim's Merubas in the Torah and Yisubim, 15 different drashas, he's cholik on all of them. And he says, no, Tchias HaMeisim is not mentioned in the Torah. Va'afilu, listen to what Rashi says, afilu yemoide umamin sheyichyu HaMeisim. And even if he says, I believe sincerely in the resurrection of the dead, and he's got all his philosophical reasons why that should be true. And there is a lot of philosophical reasons, a lot of machshava. It's a svara, it's actually a svara pshuta, that there's going to be tchias ha'meisim. But not now why or what. But let's say that's how he comes out. He says it's not in the Torah. I believe it. I worked out. I believe there's going to be the Tchias HaMeisim. Zogt Rashi Koifehu. He's a Koifer. He's an Apikoiras. Hoil v'oikesh yesh Tchias HaMeisim min ha'Torah. Ma lonu v'le'emunosoi. What do we care about his emunah? He believes. Very nice. He believes. A lot of people believe all sorts of things in the world. People believe some of the most crazy things in the world. He believes. So what? Malon v'lemunosoi. V'chimeheichon hu yodea shekeinu. How does he know? Hilchach koife gomor. He believes. But it's not in the Torah. The Rambam, when he enumerates on this Mishnah in Pirush HaMishnah, is where he brings all the Yisoidus v'emunah. which is not like many people think, the Ani Ma'amid Be'emuna Shleima. That's not from the Rambam, that's later. Here in Pirush HaMishnayos, he explains all the 13 Yesodos HaEmuna, every single one, he brings a Makar in the Torah. Because if you don't have a Makar in the Torah, how do you know it's true? There are people in this world, about 700 million people, who believe that there's a guy whose statue is all over the place in America and Europe, a guy sitting on a cross, standing on a cross with diapers, and they believe in all sorts of crazy things about this guy. No? How do you know? The interesting thing is, how do they know? Where do they know from? They don't even claim it was prophecy. It's a pliatuma. Right? The New Testament was written 80 years after they claimed that he was crucified. And some of it was written 200 years later. And the grace of gospels that they're talking about, they're all self-acclaimed Amei Aratzus. They're all clothed. This one's an innkeeper. Grace of Tamid Chachom, anything. So, Me'emidami Natoyodea. There's the guy we live on, suffer from today so much, believed that a Meshuggah who couldn't read or write was in the desert, and Gabriel came to him and he showed him a book. And he said, what do you want from me? I can't read. Do you have the audio version? And he said, no, we haven't invented that yet. So the next night he came again, and the night after, and 7 nights, poor old Gabriel comes and shows him this book called the Quran. And he said, I can't read it. But the 7th night, he knew it all. And then he came back and he dictated it to his nephew, who Baruch Hashem somehow knew how to write. I don't know if Baruch Hashem, Baruch Allah, whatever you want to say. And there you have the Quran. No, isn't that a raya that it's true? So the Kuzri brings the real raya that they claim that the Quran is true, and that I've seen in the books written today. The raya that the Quran is true is if you read it, you'll realize it's completely true. So the Melech in the Kuzri said, but I didn't get that impression. Said, it's only if you read Arabic. You've got to read it in the original. No, it's a raya brura that it's true, right? People believe everything. People are going to come with the most crazy things. You've got 900 million people in India, a bit less than are Hindus that believe in 3,000 gods, and they still believe the cow is holy. You know? Never say holy cow, because that's Avodah Zarah. Holy cow is Avodah Zarah. We're a bit spoiled, and the midstream thought that the sheep were holy. What do you mean spoiled? Go to India, you'll see. If a cow walks across the road, everybody stops. All the cars have to stop. You don't want to run over God, do you? You don't want to do that. That's a silly thing to do. So this guy believes in Tchias HaMeisim. Minayin hu yodea. Ayid has to be a yodea. How do we know what's true? Torah was given lifnei kol klal Yisrael b'li shum yotze min haklal by Har Sinai. And every single Yid heard Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. We all heard the Kodesh Baruch Hu talking directly to us. And there wasn't one Yid who missed it. Because if one Yid would have missed it, you know what could have happened? There may be sometime in the period of history of the Jews, somebody came and invents this story. There was a Maimed Har Sinai. And Maimed Har Sinai is not a posh to think, right? Tariag Mitzvahs means, if you never kept Tariag Mitzvahs, you've got to change your life very seriously, right? And he comes along and says, there was a whole story. All the Yidden were there. Well, 1 second, why do you know it and I don't know it? Well, you're descended from the one Yid who missed it. That's why you don't know. But I do know. My great-great-grandfather was this. Yours wasn't. Was there. Yours wasn't. That's not true. Every single Yid was there. And if you come along with the Torah that says you've got to keep Shemitah, and if you're worried about Shemitah, on the sixth year, you'll get a bracha, so your religion's going to last 6 years, guaranteed. Because it comes to the Shana Ashishas, you won't have a bracha. Torah is a completely different giloy of emes. So when we come along on Rosh Hashanah, and we want to say the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Melech, we have to support that. How do I know that he's the Melech? Because the Pesukim say it. It says in Torah, it says in Nevi'im, it says in Uksubim. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Zoyche everything. How do I know? It says it in Torah. Shofar has a meridika power. The first part of Shofaris is a whole description of Maimed Har Sinai. How the whole world trembled from Maimed Har Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nizgale, that's what we say clearly, the Dabi Imam. Then we talk about the Koach Shofar today. Of the Koy of Shofar, the Mashiach. And we bring Psukim to support everything that we say. That's Mechayevas. It's like Kriyat Shema. We need something which comes me Bachutz to be Mechayevas, and not Stam. I'm saying, I believe Hashem's the Melech. I believe Hashem knows everything. It's not that I believe it. There are Psukim. The Psukim tell us. And why do we need to have Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim? We have some quite a few times Chazal tell us the Dovah Zeh Kosub HaTorah Mishoni B'Nevim Mishulash B'Ksuvim, because if you see that the Psukim, you have the same Yesod in Torah Nevim Ksuvim, then you might say, if I just bring you a Pasuk in Torah, maybe I'll give you a different Pshat in the Pasuk. No, but you see the same thing is in Nevim, and then you say the same thing is in Ksuvim, Bal Kochov, that must be the Pshat. And even if we don't know the Psukim, at least if we say there are Psukim, even though I'm a big Amoris, I don't know the Psukim, but there are Psukim, it's not coming from me. That's the Aleph of the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah. Now, Yitz Hashem, next week we'll have to try and understand what's meant by Melech, what's meant by Tamlichuni, and then what's meant by the Zichronos, what the Koach HaShofar is. We'll try and understand what we're saying in the Tfilas. Bez Hashem.